The Chaperone by Sophia Holloway. Read by Matt Addis. Chapter 1.
No, Mama, surely you do not mean it. I'm sorry, my dear, but I really see no alternative.
Lady Chelmarsh looked at her eldest child, not without sympathy.
If I am to bring out your cousin Susan at the same time as Harriet, then I will need assistance, especially if Frances has need of me as her time draws near. You are old enough and sensible enough to guide the girls for a couple of weeks, and your sister will need...
Am I advanced in years, Mama?
Maturity, Sophronia, would be the word I would use. Your maturity will make it perfectly acceptable for me to do so.
Sophie Hadlow pulled a face. She had absolutely no wish to spend another season in London. She was a young woman who laboured under several disadvantages, not the least of which, in her own opinion, was having a name which made her wince. Thankfully, only her mother ever called her Sophronia at home, and she was perfectly happy as Sophie, though less so as Soppy, which name her younger brother Jasper, Viscount Elvington, used when he wanted to annoy her. However, hearing her name announced in ringing tones at society functions as Lady